Beer math.
It's beer math.
This is Tall Can Audio.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome inside an all-new edition of the Tall Can Audio Podcast. Matt Robinson coming to you from our studio in beautiful Bytown, Canada, with our friend Angela Thompson from the Lake of Bays Brewing Company. What's happening?
Oh, it's a gorgeous day outside and ready to drink some beer. Let's get on it.
And you've come through again. Every time you come in here, you've got a little gift bag with you of some kind, and today is no different. I see you've also brought some things for our friends as well, who are going to be in here later this week. All kinds of beer coming in the door with you.
It's true. I mean, a year ago, I think last week is the first time I appeared.
Okay.
Appeared on the show. So, yeah, I got you a little anniversary gift.
Our beer-versary. I like that.
A beer-versary. Oh, yeah, that's sweet. We talked about Storm Chaser.
That's right.
Yes. And just so you know, a little inside information, mm-hmm. I hear mm-hmm. that we're going to have another black IPA that comes out. I don't know if it'll be Storm Chaser, but it'll be there.
I'm intrigued by that. We can talk about that.
Don't tell anybody.
No, of course not. No. But you have brought beers again, so we're starting with, why don't you tell me about this first one I'm about to try here, the IPA.
Okay, so we have, summer's coming up. We got to get, our beach bodies. I mean,
I got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, maybe next summer.
Right.
I'm going for next summer. So we have 90 cal, so we have everything, and that's what I would say. We have beer for non-drinkers, light beers and really heavy beers, and then in between. So we have something for everybody.
Right.
And so we have a 90 cal. We've won two awards. The one you're trying is the IPA, mm-hmm. and that one's silver at the Brewing Awards.
Okay.
And it's one of our cores at the LCBO.
And what's this one called?
Low Tide.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
So, yeah, great. So we put it into a pack for the summer. So it's called Low and Go. And there's three different beer. So there's going to be two Low Tides, two Near Shore, which is also award-winning.
Near Shore?
Easy.
Yeah, okay.
And then the one I have fallen in love with is Sun Chaser. So it's new. It's an extra light lime lager.
Okay.
All the beer are 2.5% and 90 calories, but this literally tastes like summer in a can.
Nice. Well, and this is a good place to start, right? It's a Monday afternoon as you and I are sitting here recording, so we don't need to be leaning in too early, but we got a couple things.
We will lean in a bit,
yeah, but we can start here. 90 cals, 2.5%, we'll start ramping up from here. Have you guys noticed that that's an expanding market, more people looking for these kind of lower alcohol, lower calorie kind of beers?
Yeah, so on our online store, our top five are Low Tide, Near Shore, which are 290 cals, and then mm-hmm. our three non-alks. Those are the most things that are purchased on
really?
Our online store. Now, they're the hardest to find, so maybe that's, most of our other ones are in a grocery store or
LCBO. So it's easier to get them straight from the brewery, maybe?
Yeah, but it is definitely, there's all the studies, and that's why there's not really a lot of craft breweries who do have the 90 cals mm-hmm. or non-alks. And so that's why we are kind of going into that segment. It is growing because, people are mindful about driving. You mm-hmm. can't, when we open the next one, you'll see the big difference. But, you can have two or three of the 90 cals, right? 2.5% if you're going somewhere. So I think it's kind of mindful.
I think about afternoons at the family cottage, which sometimes the beers come out a little earlier in the day than they need to. And so, 2-3%, just to start having a beer or two on a hot summer day that doesn't leave you wrecked by dinner time, right? It's kind of a nice for the summer, I find.
Yeah, and that's my issue, because I drink really fast, too.
Right.
So I'd rather drink 2.5 really fast
sure, yeah.
than 6.5.
100%, yeah.
I wouldn't be standing up for very long.
I'm surprised. I'm surprised to hear, though, that those are the two highest on your websites. The non-alcoholic thing seems to be growing really fast as well. I know there's a company that Michaela Schreider talks about on this pod regularly called The Athletic Brewing Company. And I guess that's all they do is non-alcoholics. Now, they're American, but you can get it up here. But that too seems to be like a rapidly expanding, whether you're just looking to cut down on your drinking or, you know, like, it's kind of like smoking, right? Where when you quit, you still need something, right? There's got to be something that fills those times when you would normally smoke, something to busy your hands with or whatever. So you can still sit and sip on a beer without the alcohol is maybe part of it. I'm just theorizing, obviously.
Yeah, for sure. And so for me, when I eventually get into my beach body or start to try, that's okay. I already have a beach body, but just maybe a little bit better. You know, you can have, you know, two of these, and if you're counting calories, which a lot of people do, it doesn't break the bank, and you still have a tasty beer, and I think they're amazing. What do you think about the low tide?
I'm enjoying this because I expected the flavor to suffer a little bit when you pump the brakes on the alcohol or the calories. It's not that at all. Like, you're still getting that nice IPA flavor to it. So that surprised me a little bit because, like I said, I would have expected it to be maybe a little weaker.
And I think that's kind of the misconception of it,
right?
Is that it's going to taste bad. Be or not as flavorful.
Sure.
It's going to take something out. Same with the non-alcs. People are like, no. And I'm like, the non-alcs have come a long way since, like, O'Doul's. I think that was gross.
Yeah.
You might as well have not drank it.
Right.
You know? So I think, you know, we have an amazing brewmaster who comes up with these, you know. I mean, it's a group effort.
Sure.
But the head brewmaster is amazing. And, you know, he doesn't put out anything, obviously, that he is not proud of.
Right.
And two of them have won awards, so...
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty awesome what he does.
Well, this one, yeah, on the first couple of pulls here is very nice. And like I said, you could easily see grabbing a pack of them and sitting by the lake or whatever. And we're getting to that time of year. We might be at that time of year. It's 14 degrees on March 5th. It's ridiculous. But yeah, this is pretty nice. So how many, is it just the two 90 cals that you have now?
So we have three.
Okay.
So we also have like a hazy. It's
right.
Called Near Shore, and that's one's bronze.
Right. Okay.
So the one you're drinking, one silver,
right.
Near Shore, one bronze, in the low elk category. And I'm drinking Sun Chaser.
Right.
New.
Okay.
It just came out. So Sun Chaser will only be available in the pack at the LCBO, but we're selling it as flats to like agencies. It'll be in grocery stores, might go into the beer store,
right?
So super excited.
And the
super
pack excited. Is called Low and Go. Is it out yet?
It's coming out this week. It's being shipped.
Okay.
But you'll be happy to know that we're gonna have a winter version.
Ooh.
And they have created a 90 cal spark house.
Really?
And if you did a blind taste test, you wouldn't know the difference.
That's awesome. Because as you know, and I know that's why you're bringing it up for me here, maybe if the good listener isn't familiar, that is one of my favorite craft beers. It is one of the first few craft beers I ever tried when I was first getting into it, and that one has long been a favorite. So I'm intrigued by the idea of a new version of it.
Yeah, so it'll have low tide. It'll have Sparky Light, and then it'll have I think it's a West Coast IPA that they're looking at doing.
Right.
Just more heavier beers. So the ones that we're drinking now are like summer-ish. And then we'll have winter ones in the fall.
That sounds incredible.
Yeah.
Okay.
I got you.
Yeah,
I
know. You'll take care of me, right? I'll get
you
to try it.
Yeah.
That's
I'll put
awesome.
A few extra sparkies in there for you. Sparky lights.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So what else is new around the Lake of Bays Brewing Company right now? Is there anything else product-wise maybe coming that you want to hint here or events or anything like that maybe we want to?
Well, we just did the Taco Fest over the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
The I Heart Beer and Taco Fest at Aberdeen Pavilion.
Right.
Our events girls were there and, you know, we're doing those all summer. There's one in Kingston on the 20th of April.
Okay.
And then we'll do a few others. Orleans was canceled, but now it's back. So within a week, so I'm not quite sure what's going on there. So always lots of stuff. The summer is a very busy time.
Right.
Obviously, cottaging in Lake of Bays, Muskoka.
Yes.
So the brewers are in for it now. So they're into their busy season. So we're gonna have a dark IPA, black IPA coming out.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah. And then I guess at some point I'll have to reveal the Toasty Toes winners.
Right.
I forgot it because you and Bender were talking about it.
Right,
that.
Yeah.
He was wrong.
Oh.
Yeah. I haven't told him that yet, okay. But you heard it here first. Yeah, well, we'll get into that later.
Sure.
but yeah, then otherwise, just, you know, now it's time, like, seasonal stuff is going to open probably sooner than later.
Yeah.
So working on a few things there. I think Escape Manor is coming on board.
Oh, really?
Three locations. They're going to bring in Spark House, I think, on draft. Mm-hmm. We're still working out some things, so hopefully in the next few weeks.
I've always wanted to try one of those. I've never done it.
Okay, we are going.
Okay. Have you done them?
Oh, my God. I probably have done like six last year.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
I do it for birthdays.
So this is like the escape room thing. You go in and you got to find little clues and hints and how to get out of there.
I'm terrible, though. Like, I'm there for comedic purposes, right. And that's it. One time there was a dog, like a stuffed dog, and it had nothing to do with the escape room, and I focused on the dog.
The dog the whole time.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, well, it has to be here for a reason. And not, I'm not helpful.
Okay.
But I will make sure that everyone's having a great time.
Yeah. Well, and I'm not sure the pints help, right? You start having a couple of beers and your, you know, powers of deduction start to break down pretty fast. I might be in there for a while.
Shiny things. So.
I've thought about it a couple times when I've been working with different groups as like a, like team building exercises or whatever, and just never ended up getting there. They look like fun though.
They are. And there's like, it'll say like easier or, you know, medium or
I better
hard.
Start with the easy.
Like, can there be like a super easy, like maybe I should go to the kids one in Barhaven. Maybe I can do those ones.
Right.
Yeah. So super busy time. You know, after Christmas, there's a little bit of a lull, but we're gearing up, and everyone's going to be super busy for the next 4 or 5 months. So,
after Christmas is right when everybody's, I'm going to get to the gym, I'm going to lose a couple of pounds, and money's tight and things like that.
Yeah.
Outside of like just the Christmas thing, do you guys notice a big difference between summer and winter? Like, are purchases higher in the summer when people are camping or going away doing this and that, or is it pretty steady throughout the year?
It's busy until just after Christmas, but the busiest time. So we do like a brew pub. From our two brew pubs, we get like 10 kegs to sell to licensees.
Right.
And so they usually not in the LCBO, so it's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll have those all winter, but in the summer, we rarely have time because those mini breweries in our brew pubs are actually making product to go to the LCBO's agencies, licensees, and they don't have time to concoct all these amazing. So it's so busy. People drink more beer in the summer. I like to be even all year round, but people drink more in the summer. Yeah.
Just for the show, though. That's all. That's all. That's the only reason.
Yeah. I have to do it for my job.
Of course. That's it. It's a responsibility.
It's true. And I take it very seriously.
Right. I don't take a day off from my beers.
I know.
So I'm curious then at like around Lake Bays right now, like, is there other, I don't know, we've talked about the low or the no alcohols and the low calories and stuff. Are there other areas that the brewery's thinking of branching into? I know you guys have pretty much tried just about everything now, right? Like, you've got the dark IPAs, you've got the reds, you've got the low, like, is there anything left that Lake of Bays hasn't taken a run at yet? Or
I'm sure there is. So, like I said, our brewmaster is amazing, and he's always talking to different brewmasters around the world to see what, you know, what hops, what grains, some different ideas. I would assume that at some point, and this is nothing has been told to me.
Right.
This is me speculating.
Yeah.
I feel like at some point we will do a cider.
Okay.
But that, don't get excited.
No.
It's not in the works. I'm sure it's in the works, but I just think that that's such a growing, like, seltzers, ready to drink, ciders, that it would probably be the next step.
Okay.
I'm not a
big cider guy, but it is exploding, right? Like, there's more and more of them everywhere. Like, and even at your normal craft breweries, right? Like, a lot of them are just taking a shot. Our buddy Andy there down at Nita, he's done a couple over the years. And I know a lot of local places are getting into that side of it as well.
I think after
the cider side.
I think after the warehouse, we're we're in the process of moving to the warehouse, to a new warehouse and brewery, just because we're running out of room.
Right.
We're getting too busy, which is great.
Sure.
So I think once that's all completed, because it's been, you have to bring all the equipment over.
Yeah.
I think then maybe at some point that they will. But I think they're just, experimenting. A dark Cascadian IPA is our new brew pub. It's going to be at Greenfield's pub next week. But, I never even heard of that beer. So they're always, or that type. So
sure.
They're always doing something.
It's good. Now that you've heard of it, have you looked into, what is it?
I don't know. I'm excited to try it.
Okay,
because
yeah.
Because it's not at the LCBO, right?
Right.
So it's a special brew.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to wait until it comes into Greenfield.
Okay.
But it's a dark beer.
Okay. I might have to check it out myself.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll check it out.
Head over there. Yeah, exactly.
And then maybe we'll go do the kids' escape room down the street.
Have a couple pops and head into the kids' escape room.
Yeah.
And then, you and I would be quite a scene.
Now, and then when we solve it, we'll be like, look how smart we
are. Yeah, exactly.
Well, you just won't say we're at a kids' one.
No. No, I think that's for the best. I always think back. I don't know what we were waiting. Oh, I was at, this is 100 years ago now. We had just finished college, I think. And a couple of friends and I had gone to see a movie, and then we were going for dinner just a block away. And our reservation was still 25 minutes away or whatever. So we decided, because we'd had a couple of drinks and, we were young and stupid, let's go into Chuck E. Cheese. And we'll play a couple of the little arcade games and then kill 20 minutes and we'll go down and have dinner. And so we did, and, we won a couple of those orange tickets that you get for prizes, and we thought we were being very nice. So we turned to this little guy, he's 5 or 6 years old, running by, and said, do you want these tickets to take? Mom! We're oh, right, I'm a grown man offering stuff to children in Chuck E. This is a bad look. Let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
In your head, you think
you're being nice.
You're doing something nice for this kid, but no, you're coming off as a creep here in this moment.
That's creepy.
So we just left them on the table, hoping some kid would find them, and we walked out as quickly as we could. And then that looks even worse, because now you're running from the scene of the crime.
Your picture is up at that Chuck E. Cheese.
At the Whitby, Ontario Chuck E. Cheese, for sure. I'm not welcome back there.
You're in the Hall of Shame.
There's
there.
No doubt. we're into an interesting time of year sports-wise. It's NHL trade deadline week. Spring training's up and running. The Super Bowl just ended. What's been on your radar here the last little while?
Well, this show is so popular now that I haven't been in since we were talking about Blue Jays going into the playoffs.
Yeah, that's right.
It's just you're too popular now. So I'm going to book you for the rest of the year just so I can have a time
we'll
slot.
Lay out something every couple of months.
Yeah, it's just, it's tough. Yeah, but so much has happened.
Yeah. I don't know if we need to relive the Blue Jays playoffs. That wasn't great.
No, because that's sad. No.
And now they're off to, they got pitchers already, just on Monday here. It sounds like Kevin Gausman's shoulder is fatigued. There's no damage, they say, but you don't really want to see a guy fatigued in week two of spring training. That doesn't bode particularly well. Manoah missed the start. I'm a little worried about the Jays right now.
But you know what? Last year we weren't worried at the beginning, so
that's
maybe
true.
This is opposite world. Maybe we
now we're all overly pessimistic.
Yeah,
and they're going to be good.
Yeah, there we go.
That's on the table.
We called it.
It's possible.
Now, okay, we don't have to talk about them anyway. Right. They're going to win the World Series this year. So, it's just so interesting. When we thought they were it's never one team wins, right? So,
right.
But you think they would be better, and every year, this is their year. They have the talent.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't have the pitching 2 years ago, so then they got the pitching and the defense this year, and then the bats weren't swinging, right? So
it's like whack-a-mole trying to solve your problems.
Yeah, so, it has to be, somewhere in the middle. But, so let's just have a terrible spring training.
Lower our expectations and then pleasantly surprise us.
Yeah. And then maybe go farther in the postseason. Maybe, I don't know, maybe their heads were too big. I have no idea that they were good enough to win or, that they...
It feels like once you get in, it's a bit of a coin flip, right?
Yeah. But, well, for sure.
Yeah. But we, the, they it, haven't it won came up a... tails pretty fast for us. It was not our coin flip to win.
Yeah. No. It, terrible.
Yeah.
Like, choke in the playoffs.
100%.
Like, and they weren't even like close. Like, yeah. I just, yeah. So, yeah, we'll move on from the Blue Jays.
Yeah, okay. Did you get swept up in Taylor mania this NFL season and around the Super Bowl and everything? Did that end up on your radar?
Well, yeah, because it was the only thing anyone could talk about. And good on you. You posted something about pretty much how men should just shut up about this. You were a lot nicer about it.
Well, sometimes.
I'm going to be a little leave or sage right now.
Okay.
About this.
I'll sit
I'm going
to
rant.
And, okay.
Okay. You can take a break. A few sips.
That's great.
I just don't understand for someone who was on the screen for average 22 seconds. And I know maybe for men that seems like a long time. It is not. But no one said anything about like Eminem being on the Detroit Lions. Mm-hmm. No one really talked about that. And everyone's like, she's ruining football, but yet she's the reason the cap went up this year. Social media feeds and jersey sale, like just her presence since she started going in October. And apparently she was going in secret before.
Right.
But like, can she just cheer her boyfriend on? Or like, why is this a big deal? And like, it's not just like the ragtags on social media who just want to complain about anything, but it was like well-respected coaches like Tony Dungy saying she's ruining football. How is she ruining football? Is because now girls will watch with their dads? I have a friend who is not into sports. She's my hairdresser. I've known her. She's one of my best friends.
Yep.
Couldn't care about sports. She now listens to the New Heights podcast. She actually watched the Super Bowl for other reasons than the halftime show.
Right.
So you just brought in a fan there who would have never cared.
My niece is 11 years old, could not possibly care less about sports at all. But she's texting me on Super Bowl Sunday. She wants to make bets. She's like, you know, how many times will Taylor be wearing a big jacket, right? And I guess that wasn't one of them. It was in Vegas. But, like, these were things that she had heard bookies were taking bets on about Taylor Swift at the Super Bowl. And then my sister, my niece's mother, again, does not care about sports. She's like, how can I watch the game? And so I sent her my login for the TSN app or whatever. But, like, you're talking, these are people who never would have bothered to pay attention to your league or your game at all, who are suddenly there. And if they're only there to see those 47 seconds of Taylor Swift throughout the game, who cares? They watched, they saw the commercials you were selling, and some of them would have got hooked. Like, some of them will become fans moving forward. This, I was blown away that this became, I'm not blown away that it became a big story, because Taylor is a big story in everything she does. I'm blown away that so many people were upset about it.
And, like, the mega Republicans are just so fired up that she's some sort of psyop for the Pentagon. Like, I just,
it's
like,
somehow
I don't
about
have
the
enough
election.
Time in my day to worry about things like this. Like,
right.
I have enough problems that I need to solve on my own.
Right.
Never mind what somebody else is doing. And they're like, oh, she's dating him for his money. I'm like, she can, like, buy the Chiefs.
Buy and sell the Chiefs on her own. Yeah.
Yeah. So she's actually dating down. Like, if you want to put it, if you want to put it like that. But like, she's a billionaire, like just let the, why can't she be excited? Why can't she scream? That's what everybody else is doing.
Yeah.
What about the, you know.
And there were clips after the Super Bowl of little girls jumping up and down because the Chiefs won because of Taylor, right? Like, that was Taylor's team. This is a cool story. And some of those girls will turn around and never watch football again. But some of them will stay. Some of them will become football fans. And so it's good for your game. Like, why wouldn't you want, if you're a guy who wants to sit and watch football all day on Sunday, why wouldn't you want everyone else in your house to start to enjoy it too? They're not now nagging you to turn the channel. They're not trying to get you to go do other things. Like, it was nothing but good across. And I'll be honest with you, like, I'm not enough of a, I'll admit it, I have a couple of Taylor Swift songs in my collection, but I'm not a huge fan. And so knowing that Taylor was going to be at these games doesn't make me any more likely to watch the Chiefs that week, but it doesn't make me less likely. Like, it didn't get me excited, but it didn't bug me. It just, it became a thing that I can't believe how personally people are taking this and making this us against that, like everything is, right? The culture wars in society now. And I guess Taylor is the latest problem with the world.
Yeah. Like, she only gives away tons of money to charities and her staff and her truckers. And she cleans up in the suite. Like, she cleans up
right
after herself. Like, she's just a regular person who has a lot of money. And let's be clear, I'm more of a football fan or sports fan than a Taylor Swift.
Sure, same.
She has some bangers. Like, yeah. They're on my phone. And I will scream out Love Story like it's my job.
See, that's the era of hers that I prefer. The cute as a button, yeah. Country music, guitar.
I mean, I'm not a snappy song.
Sure, I don't hate her new stuff or whatever, but I'm not a big pop guy, right? And so the newer stuff is less up my alley than the earlier stuff.
Like, I watched the Grammys. I never watched the Grammys. I watched the Grammys this year because I was interested to see if Travis was going to be there. Right? So, like, it
goes both ways.
It goes both ways.
Yep.
And I was just angry. And I, like I said, I'm not a big Taylor Swift fan.
Yeah.
She's great. She's obviously a phenomenal businesswoman. She cares about – she's just a regular person who has a lot of money.
Yep.
That's how I put it. But – why do you care? Why do you care? And the best thing I saw, and social media doesn't do this very often, but this girl nailed it. And she was like, it was obviously a skit, but like she was crying. She was like, I was watching the Taylor Swift concert and they showed Travis Kelce. Like, I wasn't there to watch Travis Kelce. I was there, like, why? It was 20
Travis
seconds.
Travis is ruining Taylor Swift.
Ruining
music.
I'm never going to another concert of hers again. She's ruined it. He's ruined it for me. And I was like,
perfect.
There. Do you see how silly it is now? Because if a guy, like, no one says, oh, I hope she has a good concert tonight. Like, Travis is there. Maybe he's just distracting her or whatever. Like, just shut up. Because people need to talk. They need clicks. They need an audience. And
fire up the outrage machine.
Yeah. Okay, but the other one wasn't bad. I wasn't as bad as Lee, I don't think.
No.
No.
I agree. And it's hard to be as bad as Lee, honestly.
Well,
you had your work cut out for you.
Fair.
So, you know, were you surprised, you know, Taylor aside, that the Chiefs won coming into the season? Did you have them as
no.
No?
No.
Who did you think was going
to? Well, I thought the Patriots, because they're amazing. that's a total joke. They're just my team, and they were terrible, and they're going to be terrible for a while.
Right.
No, not at all. I thought they weren't going to make it. They were playing not as well.
Yeah. They're just one of those teams, once they get into the playoffs.
Yeah, you can't bet against Patrick Mahomes. Yep. They needed to get in, and for a while I was like, I don't know, man. Like, they don't look like they have everything. Like, I, you know, Kelce threw his helmet. Like, you know, just all those things. There was a lot of frustration. And I was like, okay, they're not, there's something, like, really, they only had Travis. And so everyone is just double teaming it. Like, he had extra coverage and he couldn't get anything, right?
Right.
But he still almost got, did he get 1,000 yards? Yeah. Didn't he? Or pretty close.
I can't recall, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I was actually surprised that they made it to the playoffs. Am I surprised that they won? No.
And a couple of big teams ended up going down. Like, the Cowboys went down rough, right? The
Eagles.
The Eagles went down hard. But even Baltimore, I think a lot of people thought this might be the year that they break through. Didn't happen. So, I don't know. I thought it was a compelling playoff. I think we've talked about this. I'm kind of a casual NFL fan at best. I'm more of a CFL person, but once the playoffs roll around, I'm all in, and it's good football. And there was some, man, like, Green Bay was a fun story there for a week or two in the playoffs, and they
I thought
like,
it was great.
Yeah,
I thought it was very exciting. It kept people interested. Like, you know, everyone's like, oh, the Chiefs, but like, you're like, which Chiefs are you getting? Are you getting the good one, or are you getting the one that we saw, you know? So yeah, super interesting. Honestly, my whole favorite thinking about the Super Bowl and the playoffs was Jason Kelce. That man,
he was having a pretty good time.
Yeah. Did he retire today? I didn't check.
There was a press conference. There was a press conference. He did retire.
He did retire. Yeah. Okay.
So that's sad.
Yeah.
And he looked pretty upset. He was apparently in tears throughout most of it. Like, the guy loves football, right?
And they're so, both of them are so emotional that it's, anyway, but he, I don't know, after they won, he was in those suspenders or like overalls with the mask on. That is forever my favorite. Like, I want to hang out with him. Like,
well, and he kept showing up, right? Like, he's pounded beers shirtless stuff. And, like, hanging out with Taylor. Like, these are two people you never thought you'd see hanging out together watching football games.
And that's the first time they met.
Yeah.
Face-to-face was in that suite.
Well, and there was
and his wife was like, okay, Jace. He's like, I'm doing this. And she's like, please don't.
Don't and embarrass me in front of Taylor.
Yeah.
And there was that scene, I guess, at one point, he lifts a little girl up in the row in front of them so she can see Taylor.
And she has that sign, like, how cute.
Yeah.
But he's a girl dad, right? Like,
sure.
He has three girls.
He gets it.
Yeah, he gets it. And they asked him about it, and he's like, she's doing wonders for NFL and for, you know, how kind and great she is as a human.
Yeah.
She's a great role model, and now she has girls sitting with their dads or their uncle or their whoever watching the game. So, yeah, but honestly, I would pay money to have a beer with Jason Kelce. I think it would be phenomenal.
Well, we'll see if we should get him on the show, maybe.
Oh, my God.
Get him to come up to Ottawa and bring him in here.
Oh, my God.
I think he's got a podcast of his own, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. It's just a little one, but it's actually
just
very
a little one.
Yeah.
What about, you know what? Before we get to the Sens and the hockey world, why don't you tell me about this next beer, because I'm pretty much ready for it here.
Okay. See, I've been talking a lot, and so I'll move on. I'll get back to that one. So one of our newest seasonals at the LCBO, it's called Morning Haze. So we just had 90 cals. Now we're going to, I don't even know how many calories are in this, and I really
probably
don't.
Happier not knowing.
Yeah. It's definitely not going to get me my beach body this year. Oh, well. So it's a hazy IPA. So high alcohol content, high IBUs. So it has blueberry and creamsicle flavors, citrus aromas. So I just tried it last week, but I didn't really get a full can of it. I did a tasting. So
okay.
You'll try it out.
What's the percentage on this one? You said it's a little higher.
6.5%.
All right. So we're stepping up here a little from 2.5 to 6.5.
I mean,
I like to think that evens things out, right? Like, it's like having two kind of normal 4.5%.
See, I like your math.
Yeah. I was never great at math.
No, but no, you were there.
It's beer math.
It's beer math.
That's the only math I know. Oh, yeah, okay. The blueberry isn't super strong. The creamsicle part, I think, is coming through maybe a little more.
Yeah.
But it's nice.
It is, and IPA is not generally my first choice, because there are higher alcohol content.
Yeah.
But also, like, I can have one or two.
Right.
Like, if I'm having more than two, which is, you know, every once in a while,
sure.
I go for the lower ones because I wouldn't be able to stand up. But like, these are sipping beers for me.
And you said this is called Hazy or
Morning
Haze.
Okay. Yeah. So a hazy IPA. Yeah. So I like, and like I said, I'm not a big IPA fan, but I like this one.
And is this in the LCBO or at the brewery or?
Yeah, so this will be at the LCBO. So it's shipped, it'll be shipped out this week. It'll be agencies and probably not licensees just because of the short window.
Right.
It's only 3 months.
So this is just a seasonal.
Yeah. So yeah, it'll be out in LCBOs this week.
I like this one quite a bit, actually. I sometimes go back and forth on whether or not I'm going to like these. And it seems like it's something I'm not going to like, so I almost never buy them. And then anytime I do, I'm like, oh, that's really good. But like, I'd never, it doesn't catch in my head that like, no, this is a style you like. You're going to be fine. Yeah, I always tell myself like, you're a stout guy. Like, you're a porter guy. Like, really? I'm just a beer guy. It's kind of how it seems.
Yeah, I try not to be picky.
Right.
Well, I feel like all beer is equal.
Okay. 6.6 and 2.5 are not equal. Back to my beer math.
Back to your beer math. But then if you add them together, divide them by two.
Right. All right. Yeah, it's close enough.
I can do this all day. Yeah. I live in a state of denial.
Right. So, yes. Well, you mentioned the last time you were in was around September. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about the Jays heading into the playoffs and a big season for the Sens.
Yeah,
how's that
going?
And that season has not panned out how anybody would have predicted.
No.
New coach, new GM, kind of same old results. New owner. I don't know. I don't even know where to start with this team. It's been such a debacle at times early on. And then it sort of looked like under the early days of Jacques Martin, they were turning the corner, they were playing better, and then they've hit the skids here again over the last few days. As you and I are recording this, it's Monday, so they play tonight. Maybe they've won by the time the listener hears this on Tuesday. But the last few games, the last week or so, hasn't been very good again. What do you think of your Sens right now?
I don't know.
I take no joy in this.
You do. Okay, no joy, but he has a big smile on his face. So let's be clear.
Yeah.
Your Maple Leafs will be out in the first round. So yeah, let's just
tradition.
Yeah, yeah.
Fail spectacularly.
I'll be sure to put a reminder in my phone to text you.
Thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome.
Enough people do that. Yeah. People I haven't heard from in a year text me every game 7 of a Leafs first round, and I'll check. I'm like, I haven't heard from you since game 7 last year. This is all you do is text me during my worst moments.
I have to admit, though, I did not text you last year after they lost.
That's true.
I let it be.
Gave me a little space.
I did. Yeah. I did.
Let me mourn in peace.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So I'm not a monster. But since you had a smile on your face while you did
I will. That's fair.
It. Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Payback. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, so the GM got fired because of a silly trade that Ann Lauer should have known about before he bought the team.
Yeah.
I think that is significant. And then DJ.
But it was time for him to go anyway.
Yeah, yeah. And I love Steve Staios. So when I was when I worked for the Oilers, Steve Staios was playing there. So game 7 in Carolina. I was actually taking care of the wives, so I got to know him. Very nice guy. And yeah, so I think he's good.
I forgot he was on that team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So side note story, because I
sure,
do this all the time.
By all means, yeah.
So he actually lost his son in the arena in Carolina.
Oh my God.
So it was like a big, but find him. He's fine.
Yeah.
He's just,
yeah.
Everything was good.
Just kind of ran off. How old was he?
Oh, I would say 5 or 6.
Oh, no.
That's probably being generous. Okay. It was probably younger than that.
Wow.
That'd
scare the hell out of you.
And you just lost the set, right? Like,
yeah.
Obviously that's bigger, but,
yep.
You know, you have a lot of emotions. And he was in tears, like crying. A lot of the guys were because we had, like, they had a party set up, right? Mm. So hopefully it was going to be a joyous one. And it was, you know, it was a big to-do, lots of food, lots of, you know, booze. And it was just kind of like a somber, you know, getting through and, you know, seeing that. And anyway, so it's back to the actual story.
Right.
So I think he's going to be good. I think they have a good pieces, but like Pinto gets suspended for 41 games.
Yeah, I couldn't have predicted that.
Right. No. And then like just a lot of injuries at not the right time.
Yeah, Shabbat's been out. Norris is hurt again. It's
his shoulder again.
Yeah.
We think. So I think Jacques was good for this team. What I don't understand is that they will lose to Arizona, but they will beat Tampa and Florida in a weekend, back to back.
Yeah. Take out Dallas.
Yeah.
Like, they.
What?
What are these guys?
Not some that night. Anybody has a chance to. Everybody has a chance to win, right? Even though if you're a shitty team, you could still maybe win, obviously. But, like, why are you winning against all the good teams, but then you don't.
It's like they're letting their guard down against the shitbirds, right? Like,
Sorry, Matt, was it last year when, like, Boston lost, like, 3 out of 4 games? And, like, they had the best season ever or something 2 years
ago.
Yeah,
that's right, yeah.
Remember? And Ottawa beat them, like, 3 times.
Well, and I know Toronto isn't Boston, but they've beaten Toronto 3 out of 4 times this year, right? Like, they get up. They can play with good teams. And then they seem to be letting their guard down still against teams that they should just be running right over. And that'll kill you.
And it's frustrating because you're like, why?
And they can't get a save.
Why? So what do you think the problem is?
I think right now it's that they can't get a save. Like, even when that'll break your back, right? Like, yeah. And kill your spirit. Like, even if you do come out looking okay in the first and it's one of these nights where it might go well and you see that your goalie's just given up, you know, 3 goals on 7 shots or whatever, and you're just like, we don't have a chance, and the wind goes right out of your sails. But as for what's actually wrong with the whole team, I don't have a good answer for that. Like, they look like coming into the season, and again, when Pinto gets suspended, that shuts you down, but the forward group looked good. The blue line, we maybe talked about this last time, I didn't really understand the Chychrun deal. I thought the trade itself, like, in a vacuum, what they gave up to get Chychrun was fine, but I wasn't sure that he was what they needed, right? Another left-handed defenseman that needs to play in your top four when you already had Sanderson and Chabot. So now you were going to force someone to play on their offside, which isn't ideal. You know, I think the D is sort of built wrong. I think it has good pieces, but it's not put together correctly. So I won't be surprised if one of those guys, whether it be Chabot or Chychrun, gets dealt. I can't imagine it'll be Sanderson, right? He's the young guy with all kinds of upside. Yeah. I would hold on to him. But one of those other two guys, probably not this week by the deadline, but over the summer, I would imagine one of those two guys will be shipped out in a deal for a right-handed defenseman. And then you just hope, I guess, next year Norris is healthy and Pinto's not suspended for half the season. Because when they have those three guys in the lineup together, it looks like a formidable group, right? Those three centers. But they never have all three of them in there at the same time. It's so rare. But if you could trade either Chabot or Chychrun for a good top four right-handed defenseman, I don't know about the goaltending. I don't think Forsberg's all that good, and I know Korpisalo isn't. So you're going to have to fix that somehow, although you gave that guy 5 years, Korpisalo. That's going to be tough to get out from under. But I don't think you have to do much up front. I think the forward group is pretty good. Like I said, I would swap one of those left D for a right if I could, and then find a goalie, and I think they'll probably be fine. And I don't know.
Like, we were talking in September about how they would probably battle for a playoff spot.
Yep.
Like, maybe not, but, like, be close.
They would be in the race right to the end.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
And they were out of it again by Christmas.
Yeah. So, what was it again? A bad November.
Yep.
Talked about it last year.
And the year before.
November. You got to win in October, November, because it's hard to come back.
It's impossible. You're seeing, like, everybody gets 3 points a night, right? Guys are going, or teams you're chasing are getting points and shootout losses. And this, you just, when Ottawa had that hot stretch where they won whatever it was, 8 of 10 or whatever, they only picked up 1 point on the teams they were chasing in the playoffs because everybody just, other teams are winning too, right? So, man, it's insane how bad it's been. And the season feels, this will sound weird, and look, the Leafs have been up and down this year too, and that's obviously what I focus on. But their season, to me, feels like it's flying by, whereas the exact same season that I've been watching, the Sens, feels like, oh my God, that was all this year? The botched trade that you were talking about that got Dorion fired, the suspension, Steos being hired, like all of it, for whatever reason, that all feels like forever ago.
Like they've been there for like 3 years.
Right.
Like it's crazy how much stuff happened.
Yes.
Off the ice. And you wouldn't think that all that stuff would be a distraction to the players because it really is nothing. I guess if your coach gets fired.
But, yeah.
I mean, I think his voice
was not
being heard anymore. It was time.
Yeah.
It was time for both of them.
Yep.
Pierre probably a few years earlier, but.
Yep.
Here we are. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Like, and then, like, I thought the mom's trip, they won both their games handily. Mm-hmm. Like, great. Just keep the moms with them. I don't know. They want to play well for their mommies. Like,
who doesn't?
And then, you know, then you're right. He good stretch with Jacques, then a bad stretch, and then another good little stretch. And then, like, it's got to be consistent. And they're too good up front. Like, how many other teams have those centers?
Well, and how long – this is the other problem for Ottawa. How long do you want to bank on Claude Giroux staying this good? He's getting up there, right? And he has been elite for the last 2 years since he's been here.
He's been amazing.
But how long do you want to bank on that continuing? I don't expect he's going off a cliff, but how long is he going to remain as good as he's been? That's a problem, right? You've wasted those 2 years.
And it just seems like it's just so frustrating to see that the talent that they have – like, they're not the Boston Bruins. They're not the Vegas Golden Knights. But there is so much talent there that they should be battling for a playoff spot.
What about we have another hockey team now in the nation's capital. Have you been out to see any PWHL yet?
I did. I was at, I know you were there too.
Oh, the home opener. Yeah, I forgot you were, we were both at that one. Yeah.
So my sister-in-law is actually the director of business operations.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, with my niece being very up in that world, it was a good transition for her to be part of it. She's been working. She got hired November 17th. Hmm. That's how quickly she had to get stuff going. So around Christmas, I was extremely sick, and she's like, stay away from me. I had a mask.
Right.
But she's like, stay away from me, like January 2nd. And that was actually a Christmas present from her.
Oh, okay.
So the whole fam went.
Nice.
Which was amazing. And it was so fun. It is so exciting. I watched it on TV. Hard for me to get to the Glebe for that many games.
Right.
But yeah, it's such good hockey. Like, I'll watch the New York-Toronto game on TV, right? Like, it's Saturday afternoon. Yep. It's a great thing to
this
have.
This is it. It's not like I'm just watching Ottawa. I'm the same way. Like, if the Sens and Leafs in a certain week are on alternating nights, that's pretty much what I watch all week is the Sens and the Leafs. Because I got to watch the Sens to do this show in this city, right? and then obviously I want to watch the Leafs. But if like it's happened a lot lately that like the Leafs and Sens will play on the same night Tuesday and then there'll be PWHL Toronto versus Montreal on Wednesday. I'm like, well, I'm watching. Like I want to watch hockey and the PWHL has given me all these extra games. And like you said, Saturday afternoons and Sunday afternoons. I've only been down to the one so far, and like I'm not that far from the Glebe. It would be easier for me to go, but it's not easy to get tickets. Like they're sold out most of these games. Like they're killing it with the attendance here.
It's unreal, and I would hope at some point that they'll have a game at Canadian Tire Center.
Yeah,
because I think they could sell it out.
I'd like to see them give it a shot, right? Like, and even if it's not necessarily this year, I think you could do it this year. But even if it's not. At some point, just take a run at it, right? See if you can put 20,000 people or whatever the CTC holds in for one of these games. Because we've seen it work in Toronto when they had the battle on Bay Street. Toronto and Montreal sold out that building. I'd like to see Ottawa try it, and I'd like to see Montreal try it in their NHL buildings too. I think it'd be awesome.
I think it would be amazing, and you're right. I think they should do it next year and do it right. Like, if they did it this year, it would be too scrambly.
A little rushed, yeah.
But, yeah, next year, like, when they put it out the schedule, you know, maybe have it.
Home opener.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. See you later.
We're solving problems here. We're making plans for them.
Yeah, okay. No problem. You don't even have to pay us for that.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. Home opener,
right.
Which would be the logical choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then just do it.
It's been great to see, and like when you're watching the games on TV, you can tell how many young kids are there, how many families are there, right? Like, because it's an easier price point. And I just think everything they've done here to start this has been so well executed, right? To get downtown instead of playing your games out at Canadian Tire Center, to do it at TD Place where it's easy to get to, it's affordable, it's not cheap, like it doesn't feel like... You know, like you're like it's low quality or whatever, but it's not ridiculously expensive either. I think my tickets to the home opener were like $40 maybe. So, you know, it's
and
it's,
I spent $40 on worse things. I can tell you that like today,
all the time. Right. So, yeah, I think it's awesome that that you can, you could do that. You can take a family. The buses are free, right, to get to TD Place on an event day, so you don't even have to worry about paying for parking or things like that. So it's more than junior hockey, but it's not quite the price of NHL hockey. So it's affordable, and that comes across when you're there or when you're watching on TV. The sound of the crowd is a little more high pitched because a lot of people have been able to bring their kids, and that part to me is awesome. And that's what's going to make this league sustainable, is hooking these young kids early and getting them into just wanting to support the team. Now it'll be way easier when we get some team names and logos and that you can sell some merch that way. But being able to grab families like that is what's going to make this work long term.
Oh, 100%. And that you can have teams in, right? So you see the, you know, a hockey team of girls and guys, and they have all their size. It's just unreal. I'm glad that it's taken off like this.
Yeah.
And it's good hockey.
It really is. Although Ottawa's struggling a little bit. Is this what it's like to be an Ottawa hockey fan? I'm not loving it.
Yeah.
Tough loss on Saturday.
Yeah.
They just couldn't get close to, I don't know.
And it just seems like they're so close.
Well, and this is it. Like they can, it feels to me like they can create all kinds of opportunities, but there's not enough finish in the lineup, right? They just can't bury their chances. They're creating really well. The D is really good. The goaltending obviously is very good. They're just having a hard time finishing off their chances. And I keep waiting for Breanne Jenner to get going a little bit more, but like she's the one you're counting on to bury these, and it's not happening so far. So
And I love, I actually love how they're going to do the end of season playoffs. You can't tank, so you have to play.
Yep, for the draft,
Yeah, so that's what you have to do. I think it's a great idea. Like, they have some really good ideas.
Do you like the penalty kill rule? The jailbreak?
Jailbreak, yeah. I love it.
Okay.
Love it.
And in the playoffs, whoever finishes first is going to get to choose whether they want to face the third or fourth place team. So that's kind of fun, too. And that can create some rivalries, right? If you pick somebody that...
Then they're going to show you, like, why?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Try and shove it up your ass.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. So. You thought it was going to be easier, and it's just, you're right. It will create some good energy, good rivalries. So. It needs to be different, but it's also great. And
it's worth experimenting, right? It's worth trying some things. And if it doesn't work or it has problems this year, well, you just. We change it. The NFL, these leagues change their rules when they need to. So if you don't like what you see this year, maybe you did like the draft ranking thing and the way that that's going to be played, but you didn't love the way the first place team choosing their, well, next year you just don't do it, right?
Yeah.
Like you just have a simple 1-4-2-3 and
yeah, exactly. So you're right. People change rules all the time. Just so it's
give it a shot.
Yeah,
see
no,
what happens.
But it's been great. Like super excited. I would like to go again before.
Yeah.
But
same, I'm going to try and get down there once more. But yeah, the tickets are, they're not easy to come. And that's cool, too. It makes it feel like the place to be, right? It if you're not there and you weren't able to get tickets, you're kind of like, okay, next time I'm going to make sure I'm right on top of that or getting in there early. And that, it's all good. It all creates buzz. It creates hype. Maybe the last thing we should talk about, I know you are a sports travel kind of person. You got anything scheduled here coming up? Anywhere you're looking to try and get to? Anything like that?
So definitely going to go somewhere for baseball. So I will do that.
Right.
I am trying to decide because there's some Counting Crows who I love.
Okay.
Yeah, they're going on
tour. They're on tour?
Yeah, in the States. They're coming to Toronto, but they're coming to Toronto midweek. So tough to do. But I have a friend, my friend who lives in New York City. He's a huge fan too. So we're just trying to work out. So I'm hoping to kind of weave it through there. If not, I will probably go to, I think I want to go to Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They have a new park, right?
Yeah. And then see the Astros as well. So,
yep.
Hoping to do that.
Have you been to St. Louis?
No.
Like, it's one of those ones that's supposed to be a beautiful ballpark, right?
Yeah.
That's one of those places I'd be interested in. You've probably done Fenway. I haven't done that one.
I have not.
Oh, okay.
Fenway.
Yeah.
So that is, I tried to go on a tour one day and, it's a other sidetrack story, but
sure. We
asked people, how do you get to Fenway Park? And they're like, oh, just go over there, turn around. So we're like, okay. So I'll take the car. And before, iPhones and maps. Like, I had, like, a map.
Right.
And we probably asked 10 people. And it felt like we were just going around the city. Like, we'd go back, and they're like, no, why'd you come this way? You have to go back over there. So at one point, I was like, you know what? I will do this another time. But I have been to Pawtucket and AAA team. So.
Yeah. Well, I think we talked about this. Some of these minor league parks are nicer than the major league ones. It's fun.
You know what? The crowd, I actually prefer, because there's always something different at every stadium. I think we talked about this. Like, one has like a little merry-go-round. One has
Ferris wheel or a pool. Or
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm hoping to do. I haven't done that in a long time, so I'll do that. I'm going to go away this year. I'm going to go to Bali.
Oh, wow.
I'm gonna take I haven't taken a holiday really since COVID, before COVID.
Right.
So, So I think I'm going to take 3 weeks off.
Probably not going to see any ballparks there.
No. That is going to be just relaxing and beach. And
That's got to be a hell of a flight.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
I've done Australia, though. So in all honesty, though.
You've got the travel bug. Eh? You love
it. I love traveling. Yeah. It's why I work two jobs. It's what I, and COVID, like the last time it was Costa Rica in 2019.
Okay.
That like I was away.
Yeah.
But when I went to Australia, I flew to Vancouver and then Vancouver to Sydney. So it was 20 hours from Vancouver.
I couldn't do it.
But here's the thing. So you eat or you sleep.
Mm-hmm.
They wake you up for food. You watch a little bit of a movie, you sleep again. And then they wake you up. You get fed every 4 hours, so that's fine. Like, they just keep feeding you. So I think I had 4 meals. But, like, you just sleep. I think harder for me is, like, the 7 hour. Because you can't really get...
Right. It's not quite long enough.
And then you're like, okay, well, now I have to eat halfway through. But I found it actually easier to travel when you can sleep.
See, I'm a nervous flyer. I'm not like terrified, clinching the armrest or whatever, but I'm not calm enough to sleep. So like I flew to Heathrow once in London. So that was, I think, about 6 hours maybe. But I was wide awake all night and that sucked. And Vancouver's really not that much shorter. Like I've been out to BC a few times and it's a good 5 hours from here in Ottawa. And again, like I can't nap. I can't. So I'm just awake and nervous. And so when I think about a 20-hour flight, I know I'm not going to be able to sleep because I'm too aware or too anxious about being on a plane. So it just seems like hell to just be awake for 20 hours in a situation that you hate.
That you don't like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I find it worse with those 5 to 7 hour flights. Like, I remember flying into Iceland and I was like, so I stayed up all night so I could sleep because I had a really early flight, but with the time change, whatever. Anyway, and I got off that plane and I was like, oh my God, like I feel crappy. Like I did not feel well. And that time of year in Iceland, the sun doesn't set. So blackout curtains, thank God. But like it was unreal. But yeah, so there will be some sports trips. Just haven't quite figured out because I got to figure out my
Done Yankee Stadium, right?
Yeah. So I'd like to the other place when I worked both for the Suns and the Oilers, the guy does the travel, both of them don't know each other. Both of them told me that Chicago is their favorite city to travel to. So better than New York, better than LA.
Really? Yeah.
They love Chicago. So I think at that that's kind of on my list too. I can see 2 games there. I have some. I know people that live there too. So yeah, I kind of have to figure it out. So that
I used to
it's not a concrete answer.
Yeah,
it was kind of a 10-minute story about how I don't know where I'm going.
That's the most Lever Sage thing you've done all day.
There we go.
But Chicago's one of those places I've talked with a buddy for years about, and you know, it's just one of those things. Hey, we should want to because. We always thought, you know, kind of Porter Airlines, just out of Toronto, straight into downtown Chicago, see the Cubs at like 1 o'clock. I've always wanted to see Wrigley Field. That'd be over about 4, go grab a bite to eat. And if you went in April or October, then you could go and see, I guess you know, it'd have to be April, early April. You could then go see the Bulls or the Blackhawks that night and kind of check off both stadiums and then stay the night if you want to and get up and just fly back in the morning. Like, it doesn't have to be a big, long, it feels like a one of those ones you could do on the cheap. It's only like an hour flight from Toronto at the time where I lived, right? And it just felt like you could hit both of those in a day if you timed it right, if you did your research, and that'd be cool.
The best trip I've ever heard, my brother wanted long time ago. So he went to a Red Wings game on the Friday, went to Notre Dame football on the Saturday, and then went to the Lions game on the Sunday. Oh, wow. And I'm like, that is like my dream weekend right there.
Now, Comerica Park in Detroit for the Tigers is supposed to be gorgeous. I was in there for, I went down to the Winter Classic in 2014, Leafs and Red Wings. And so the big game, the Leafs and Wings, was out at the big house, the big football stadium there. It was like a half hour drive or whatever from Detroit. But there was all kinds of stuff downtown. They set up a rink at Comerica and they did like the alumni games there. And that was kind of
cool.
Yeah. And they did a couple OHL games, right? Like Flint, Michigan played there, and Saginaw played there against a couple, like, you know, Windsor. And they did an AHL game or two, Marlies and I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The Red Wings AHL team. I can't remember. It maybe was the Adirondack Red Wings at the time or something like that. But they just all weekend had games going at Comerica. And so I've never been there for baseball, but I was down there and into that place for a couple of different hockey games, and it looked beautiful. That's a place I'd love to go for a weekend, maybe when the Jays are in Detroit or something, and see some games
that would be
there.
Cool. Yeah. I want to go see the Blue Jays too. Like, right. I haven't seen their new
The Renos.
And the Renos. Same. Thank you for getting that word for me. And I was struggling. Yeah. So I know that we have like a Lake of Bays, like a sales team. We usually do something March or April.
Right.
Thinking about April. So I was like, hopefully it's in Toronto. And hopefully it coincides with the Blue Jays so I can, because to get a hotel room in Toronto, I looked last year and I was like, I do not want to pay $400 a night for a shitty
game. When I was going to Jays games, it was because I was still living in Oshawa and you just took the GO train home or whatever. It is not cheap now in downtown Toronto for
No. So for it to come out of my pocket,
right.
No.
Yeah, you wait for somebody else to be paying and then you go see it.
Exactly.
I get that for sure. So, Lake of Bays, this is the hazy morning. This is nice. 6.6% IPA, blueberry creamsicle. It is in the LCBO now or later this week, I guess?
Yeah, it's shipping out this week.
Okay.
So once a year, the LCBO does inventory.
Right.
And their inventory was Sunday. So, you know, it just went live with the LCBO about a week before. So people, they were just kind of waiting. Count all the old stuff, or count the stuff that's there, and then so I saw a lot of listings for it this morning. So
nice,
it should be out.
And then the
tomorrow,
the Low and Go pack is a 6-pack or a 4-pack.
It's a six pack, so two of each one.
90 cals.
So that'll be start shipping out this week as well. So and that will be all summer. So that's 6 months, and then the winter version will come out right after with a Sparky Light. And
yes, but.
Hopefully I can get a reservation here before then.
100%. We'll make that happen again for sure. I know the boys will be telling me to get you back in here. Anyway, you've brought beers for Lever. You've brought beers for Bunda. So you're going to be very popular here this week, no doubt.
I love it.
Anything else we need to promote from Lake of Bays before we wrap up?
Some licenses. I always talk about Publico and 1014,
right.
We're in there, hopefully Escape Manor sometime this week. Greenfields, and just a lot of good support. People have been super, super nice. Agency stores, it's getting busy. I'm getting a lot of Army messes too. I mean, the civilians are on strike right now, but so that will... There'll be a lot more, but so it's been a lot of fun. I'm super lucky to do what I do, and I get to make people happy with beer.
You sure do. Works around here, I can tell you that.
I love it.
That's where we'll wrap this one up. Angela Thompson from the Lake of Bays Brewing Company, thank you so much for coming in again. Appreciate it.
thank you for having me anytime.
All right. And we will do it again throughout the summer for sure. No doubt. Well, in 3 months, there'll be new beers again.
If it hasn't
happened by then, we'll definitely do it then. And we'll have baseball going on. There'll be hockey playoffs, basketball playoffs. There's always sports to talk about, right?
Yeah.
Always something going on.
Love it.
Don't forget, a little later on today, this is a two-show day. We love when that happens. Dean Brown will be on the podcast talking about the anniversary of the Sens Flyers brawl, or brawls. It was quite a scene. Dean Brown will be here to talk about that. Wednesday morning, Andrea from the Bytown Beer Sisters are going to be here. They got a cool event coming up we want to tell you about, and we'll learn a little about their group. Thursday morning, it's Lever Sage. Friday morning, it's Steve Bunda. It is a jam-packed week on the Tall Can Audio
podcast. What a great lineup.
This is going to be awesome.
Minus me, but that's a great lineup.
It's been a great week all around, for sure. So if you haven't done so yet, good listener, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast wherever you're hearing us right now, whether it be on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. I know there's a bunch of smaller apps out there that I'm not super familiar with, but we're on it. So hit subscribe, hit follow, and stick around, because we're going to have a great week here. For Angela Thompson, my name is Matt Robinson, and we'll see you later on today.
What was that?
Number one bullshit. Oh, number one bullshit.
Why are you so pissy?